It is time for our Travel Michigan update, brought to you by Thatcher's Auto Electric. Starters, generators, and alternators rebuilt and repaired. We are a week away from the start of the firearms deer hunting season here in the state of Michigan. Becomes a huge deal for the state of Michigan, for hunters, but also for non-hunters, as there is a Deer Widows Weekend coming up in Birch Run. And Lindsay Carpenter, the Director of Marketing and Business Development at Birch Run Premium Outlets, joins us on the line. This is kind of a fun event for you guys for the weekend, isn't it, Lindsay?
Oh, it's bargain hunting at its best. And we are gearing up in all the big ways. We've got our Wrap It Up Early sale this Veterans Day weekend, and then we are just ramping right into Deer Widows Weekend. And it's big, and it starts early on Friday. And we've got a enter to win $250 Premium Outlets gift card at Columbia Sportswear. And then starting at 3 o'clock, Columbia is offering a free gift with purchase, no minimum purchase. So they've got this Peak Ascent hat. It's a $40 value, so you get that free with any purchase. So Friday is a great day to come out. And then we host our VIP reception starting at 6 o'clock, and there's great prizes. It's free. We've got great food from a local deli that we offer as well. So Friday is a great day to come out and get those bargains spotted early. And then Saturday, man, I'll tell you, there are there's four host stores. People start lining up around 6 o'clock, but stores open at 8 a.m. And the first 300 bargain hunters at Nike, Nautica, VF Outlet, and Tommy Hilfiger, rather, get Win Big Bucks scratch card, and somebody's going to win $500 in Premium Outlets gift card. So, and then there's all sorts of winners of $100, $50, $25, and $10 gift cards. Okay. So Saturday is a big day.
All right. So within this, you wouldn't necessarily think of shopping as being a tourism draw, but when the outlets first opened at Birch Run, it was the first one in the area that I remember in the state of Michigan. It really became kind of that big tourist draw, didn't it?
You know, Birch Run continues to be a destination, and what we find is that in partnership with Frankenmuth, we share that same exit right at 136 on I-75. So it's a great, whether it's a weekend stop, Birch Run and Frankenmuth offer hotels, you know, a lot of different hotel options. So there's something for everybody up that spectrum of price points as well. So, and as far as that, go ahead and look, make it a day trip. There's still some hotel rooms left in some of the other areas, but Birch Run and Frankenmuth are really, this is a big event, and people fly in from all over the country. We hear that. We see the same people come back year after year. They're decked out in their camo. They plan their outfits. Like, some groups have outfits for every day. So this is, I mean, we're looking forward to this in a big way. Everybody gets into it. The employees in the stores are wearing antlers and camo, and it really is a sight to see. Even if you're not necessarily in for the bargain hunt, it really is something incredible to see. And it does drive tourism, because in addition to all of the things that we can offer at Birch Run Premium Outlets, with 145 stores to choose from, right, there's a lot of different things to get your holiday shopping done early or get a jump on it. But in addition, there's a lot that our area offers, from Frankenmuth and all the other attractions in that Great Lakes Bay region. There's a lot of ways to take side trips and do other things and enjoy that great area that we've got.
Okay, you won't have a buck pole with carcasses hanging there, will you?
You know, no, we don't. But I'll tell you, one of the things that's funny is we see it at the end of the day. The hotels encourage it, that these groups of women come in and they compare who got what. They actually, we find they ask, I get requests, they ask for the maps and the deals ahead of time. Actually, the deals are posted on our website right now, our bargain hunting guide at premiumoutlets.com/Birch Run. But they strategize where they're going first, what they're going to do when, because the deals are good. I'm here to tell you, I'm excited. I don't know how I'm going to fit in my own bargain hunting, but there are some great deals to be had. So, it's just a great weekend. It's an event. It's event shopping. It's recreational. It's fun. It really is one of our best weekends of the year.
You say, well, Hunter's put out, you know, bushels of apples or a salt lick or something. You guys just put out the sale sign and that you attract them, so, right?
Mm-hmm. We do, and it's and we've got all sorts of things. Sunday morning, we've got a block party that we've got a DJ that starts at 6 in the morning, and our shoppers come out, and we have a great time. Tommy Hilfiger gives away great prizes throughout that. So we really have something every day to make this memorable, and it's become a tradition for the women that and it's not just women, I have to say. There are some shoppers of all types that come out, but we see them, and they just come out year after year with their, now it's, you know, getting passed down. This is our 18th year, so now it's getting passed down to the children, to the daughters, and it just translates into a tradition. We're seeing a lot more Canadian shoppers as well, too, that come in for this weekend because they know that the deals are really good.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Dear Widows weekend at Birch Run next weekend, the 15th through the 17th. Lindsay, good luck with it, and stay safe in the woods, all right?
Yes, thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it. Lindsay Carpenter, Director of Marketing Business Development for Birch Run Premium Outlets, Birch Run I-75. Again, right around the corner from Frankenmuth. So great food there, too, and lodging and everything else. On our Travel Michigan update,